But if you can just about hear me above the racket, I'm with Stephen, draped in a soul tire in the Tollbooth Tavern, about a 10-minute walk from Holyrood. Stephen, how do you feel about tonight? The voting's just closed. The first poll has come back with a bit of a lead for the No campaign.
Okay.
You haven't disclosed.
I haven't seen the poll yet, Teddy.
Oh,
yeah, no.
It's 54 to no, I believe.
Okay.
So
I think that could change overnight.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think there'll be a lot of.
Do you hope it changes overnight?
I do. I genuinely do. I hope it's going to be a yes tonight. And I genuinely think it could well turn from 54 to yes.
Yeah. You disclosed to me that you live in London. You don't have a vote, but you come here, but you wanted to be part of the occasion.
Absolutely. Like, you know, I'm Scottish. I don't. You know, we're not allowed to vote, understandably, and quite correctly. But you couldn't miss a night like this, as you probably recognise yourself. You know, it's a lovely atmosphere in the streets of Edinburgh tonight. From both sides, it's not just a yes and no thing. No. You know, it's really. I've not seen those predictions of carnage and fights.
It's more of a carnival, isn't it?
I've seen nothing like that whatsoever. Like, you know.
I don't know whether your friends want to get involved in this chat, but an international group of friends around you as well. People have genuinely come from quite far places to
I mean, we were down at the Parliament building a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
And there were probably actually more international people there than Scots. You know, and we were chatting to French and German and Spanish and Japanese and Korean. And I just think everyone wants to be part of something quite unique, because... You know, a referendum for independence doesn't happen every day. And I think people all over the world are just taking a very keen interest in what's happening here.
You personally fell down on the yes side. Was that a hard decision for you? Or was that...
Yeah, no, absolutely. Very hard decision. I live in London. I love England. I love Britain.
Yeah.
But for me, it was an establishment Westminster type thing, if that makes sense. I think, you know, the people of Britain are not being well represented by Westminster. So it's a chance for Scotland to do something quite radical and hopefully shake up the whole of the UK in the process.
And are you going to be staying in this pub tonight? Or are you going to go elsewhere? Or
probably stay for one more beer and then back to the hotel, I think.
I might join you for that one beer.
You're very welcome, yeah.